Hello?
Hi, is this Tanya?
Yes.
Hi, Tanya. I'm calling you from Penguin Book Writers. My name is Samantha Hayes from the compliance team. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good to hear that. I just wanted to have a brief chat with you because I got to know from Janice that you're dissatisfied with the work provided. Is that correct?
Well, people say they're going to call me back, and they don't call me back. And we're only up to Chapter 3, and you've had a contract since January. And I text Steve, you know, you're going to send me some more chapters or what's the status? And, you know, yesterday, I think the other day, somebody got involved and said Steve was supposed to call me. He never called me. I had talked to him, maybe a week ago, and he said he's going to call me right back. He never called me back. But don't tell me you're going to call me if you're not going to call me. You know,
of course.
You know,
yes.
It's just common courtesy. So, I mean, I my time is precious, too.
Of
so
course, I understand
just,
that. Tanya, can you give me the name of the person who told you that they'll call you and they did not call you back?
Hold on.
Sure.
Janice Ford. Hello?
All right. Yes, I'm here. I apologize. I was just looking into my system to see. You mentioned that it was Janice Ford?
Yeah, she said... He asked me how things were going. I said they're well, pretty much the same. Did Steve get you in touch with the marketing people? And I said no. And she said I would get Steve to call you, and he never did. So
okay. All right, I see that there is a huge misunderstanding here. Steve had sent you a message on the 17th of April to provide your feedback and also fill out the social media marketing and the cover questionnaire.
I did all that.
Where?
I did all of that. And
okay.
He said he received it.
Let me check. Secondly, there has been a draft sent to you yesterday. Did you review that?
A what?
A draft has been sent to you for Chapter 4 yesterday. Did you review that?
No. I didn't know it was there. They don't give me any notifications. I mean, it's not like I check that website every day. What's the point when they have rarely given me anything?
Well, you don't receive any email notifications from the website? Because
no.
From my end, no. Can you search? Are you in front
no.
of your computer right now?
No. So, but this is the point. This is what I'm saying to you, okay? The woman, Janice Ford, said Steve would call me. Okay? He never called me. Called. Not email.
I understand. And I believe there must have been a back and forth miscommunication between them. I have to get to the depth of that. I mean, to understand who dropped the ball here. But honestly, I apologize for that. Secondly, since you are facing some difficulties, you know, receiving the notifications from the portal, what I'm going to do is that I'll let Steve know to send you direct emails with the draft so you can provide your prompt response. Would that work for you?
No, I'd rather he text me or something. I'd rather he text me. But
okay,
like I said,
so you're okay with the portal?
Yes, I'm fine with the portal. I responded
okay.
on the portal.
Okay, perfect.
I gave him
all the documents
he requested from me, I responded. And
gotcha.
I gave him three chapters. And again, this is May. We started this process in January.
Of course. I completely understand
okay.
where you're coming from, Tanya.
It
was a rocky road.
It's only Chapter 4.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I don't understand why it's not 4, 5, and 6. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so,
I understand.
I mean, it's like you're kind of insinuating that it's me, but I'm saying... you've had, even if I didn't give you any feedback, you could have gone on and finished the editing by now, really.
Okay, time
right?
It's
only six chapters.
Yes, let me just explain to you one thing. I understand that.
Okay.
The problem with that is because if the team would work on the complete book, what if you didn't like some of the edits? They cannot proceed.
I know. That's
why you provide your feedback. That's why we provide you stuff in chunks so that it's convenient for you to review and get back to us. For example, see, if you're not providing the feedback, let's just say, for example, they edited the entire book of 100 pages where they were only supposed to provide you 20 to 30 pages. I'm just giving you a vague example, okay? Now, let's just assume
listen to what I'm saying. When they edited chapters 1 through 3, I told them that I didn't like some of the edits. I already said that. And they were supposed to give me a talk to the marketing people or whoever did the edits to discuss it, why they did the edits that they did. But no one ever got back to me. So I just said, I didn't want it. Do it like this, and let's keep it moving. So they're not, when they do the edit, they're not ever in conversation with me. And that's the problem, because I thought it was going to be a back and forth, you know, but it's not a back and forth. This was like a special request. Thank you. It's like a special request to even talk to the marketing people or whoever is in charge of the editing. So, you know, that's not the issue. That is not the issue. So if they could just, we only got three more chapters, so if they could just do the three chapters, I'll be fine with that. And I'll look at chapter 4 when I get home tonight.
Okay, that sounds good. And by the way, Tanya, since I'm involved now, I'm going to make sure that we finish this up and wrap it up as soon as possible. Now, you mentioned that there were some of the edits that you did not agree with. Can you, like, give me an example so I can understand? I'm actually looking at the graph right now.
They only really edited, changed the wording in, I think it was chapters 1 and 2. And I just didn't like the way they redid it. I mean, it didn't sound like me. I'm a black woman, and I don't like them changing certain words. And we never got a chance to talk about it. So I don't know where their head was. I don't know whether it was readability or I don't know why they made the changes. That's why I wanted to have a discussion. But, you know, I would never have given that opportunity. So,
okay, I understand.
All right.
Now, let me tell you something else. If it's about tonality, to be very honest with you, Tanya, it is impossible to adapt someone else's tone. I'll be very honest with you. If I asked you to write in my tone, you cannot replicate that. It's not possible because all of us as human beings have different traits, different properties, and we are different. We're simply different. And it's impossible to do that. But the changes that they make, it is to improve the readability of the draft. See, there's no right
but
or wrong suggestion there.
That's you saying and haven't even read it, okay? So I would say let's not say things unless you know that's what it is. Because, I did not have a discussion with the person that changed it. And it was only, like, two places. So, in the rest, they kind of left alone. So, you know, but we've moved on since then. And in the future, if they change something and I don't agree with, you know, I would like to have a conversation. But it seemed like it was taking too long, and that was outside of your process. So it never happened. So
okay, how about
whatever
this,
reason
honey?
It was. Yeah.
All right, I'm not assuming things. I was just giving you a general example that in most cases, this is what happens. They improve it or they change it to actually improve the readability of the book. If you don't agree with that, that's fine. You can reject that, and you can stick to your original content. That is optional for you any point of the time. Now, moving forward from here, what we can do is that I will tell the team to edit the rest of the chapters, which is like 5 and 6, I believe. That is it, correct?
Right, correct.
I'll tell them while you're working on chapter 4, they can move forward and edit chapter 5 and 6. While you provide your feedback on chapter 4 and we provide you the draft for chapter 5 and 6, we can schedule a session with the editor so you can review and discuss all your changes that are part of chapter 4, 5, and 6 with them over the phone so that you get all your answers. Okay?
All right, that's wonderful.
Okay, perfect. Furthermore, Furthermore, I'm going to tell Steve whenever he sends you something, he should drop you a text message. I just want to confirm your cell number. Is the number that we're talking on, is this your cell number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'll tell him to notify you as soon as he sends you a draft, and then we will take things further from there. Tanya, I know
okay.
that it has been a rocky road, but we are almost there. We're almost near the finishing
okay.
line. Let's work together
okay.
and fix this. I promise you, you're not going to face any other concerns after having to speak with me, of course. Okay?
And what is your name? Is Samantha?
Samantha. Yes, correct, Samantha.
Okay.
Just in case if there
okay.
are any issues after this call, any point of the time, you can reach out on the same number and ask for me or tell them to transfer you on 606, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thank you so much for your time once again, Tanya, and let's get the project back on track. Have a nice weekend.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.